Coleman update. Cheers, David. Hey, not there, David.
Happy Mother's Day to all. Enjoy your Sunday and...
enjoy your sport, everybody.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison with you at 10 o'clock. In just a moment, we will preview racing at Dubbo with Mick Wallace. At 10:30, Chasing and Pacing Rewind with Fred Hastings and Jess Moran filling in for Stuart Turner this week. And then we'll get into the rest of the previews after 11 with a look at Harness Racing Cowra, as well as the Queanbeyan program with John Scorst. Sunshine Coast tips from Michael Maxburdy and Dean Lester to take a look at Ballarat. There's also racing in Tasmania at Devonport. And South Australian racing this afternoon is at Clare.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It's time to preview this card at Dubbo with Mick Wallace. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon.
So Dubbo this afternoon, we're on a good three and the rail is in the true position. Now we'll run through the card, Mick. I'll pass on the scratchings and we'll have a look at the latest tab fixed odds as we go. Now the first race is a two-year-old. It's the Julie Watts Mother's Day Silver Goblet Preview. And with the field of seven, there are no scratchings. And the tab fixed odds race one in a spring, has been $7.50 into $6. Two Big Reg, $2.60 to $2.80. Three Arisia, $3.20 to $3.40. Four Chassis Gift, $21. Five Isla Max, $4.40. Six Bond Luck, $26. And seven Heartaches has been $10 into $9. So the favourite, Mick, in the first Big Reg for Todd Howlett, it's at $2.80.
I have one of the first starters on top here. My numbers are 3, 7, 2, and 5. Going with Arisia, prepared by Tracy Bartley, Paul King in the saddle. And this daughter of Magic Albert had the two trials. One of them was back in September last year. Blew the start in that trial. Was very poorly away. Still ran on pretty well and passed a few in the straight. Its most recent trial was on the 1st of May. That was at Wyong. Drifted back to last in that trial on the fence. Got up along the inside and won the trial. Won under its own steam, was hard held in the run to the line. The time was only slow, 52.18 for the 845 metres. But I think she's a ready-made racehorse, and I think she'll be awfully hard to beat. We'll put seven Heartaches in for second, and this filly's been unplaced in three starts. Jumped terribly at her first two runs, and then last start at Muswellbrook, got back to last, struck all sorts of trouble. Was heavily checked at the 600 metre mark, was disappointed for a run. I think the 1,000 metres up to 1,100 today is a plus. Two Big Reg is our next best. An I Invincible colt from the Todd Howlett stable. Won his only trial on the same day as Arisia in much quicker time at Wyong, recorded 51 and 44, which is three quarters of a second quicker than Arisia. Raced on pace and it did a pretty good job to score in that trial. And five, Isla Max has shown plenty of speed in her trials, and Greg Ryan goes on board this afternoon. We'll go 3, 7, 2, and 5.
3, 7, 2, 5 in the first. Arisia at the moment, 3.40 with your tab fixed. Race number two, Mick, is a maiden over 1,100 metres. The scratchings are 1, Magic Choir, 6, Sirius Moonlight, 15, Congrats Baby, and 17, Nick City. With the market on race two, one in a spring. In fact, let me just have a look at race two. With the market on race two, number two, Great Job, is $10 out from $9.50. Three, Foxtown, $4.60 into $4.40. Four, BBB, $7. Five, Kenny Colleen, $4.80 into $4.60. Seven, Sheer Pluck, $7. Eight, Jadibi's, 100-1. Nine, Flight Risk, 10. 10, Same Adam, 16. 11, Lusitania, $8.50 in from 11. 12, News Talk, 100-1. 13, Nino, 41. 14, Tennessee Vega, 21. 16, Talk of the Town, 26. And 18, Trajectory, at $19. The fixed odds favourite, Foxtown, Mick, at $4.40.
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 10, 5, and 7. I'm putting Foxtown on top. Gainer Williams prepares. Alan Chow will do the steering. Today was well found in the market at Orange on debut and disappointed there. Was slowly away and was four wide. Never really got into the hunt. Once again, last time at start number two here at Dubbo, I got caught wide and took a long time to warm up before charging up late. That was a pretty good effort behind to bring a beer along. I think it's ready to win now up to the 1,100 metres. Penn Say Madam, I think, is probably over the odds here. Was racing very consistently, not beaten far before being caught four wide no cover here at Dubbo last time. Was being hailed the winner inside the 100-metre mark, but was gunned down late by Espresso Martini. Five, Kenny Colleen's an interesting runner. Was very good on debut at Armidale when never on the track. Kept rallying to be beaten only a half length when finishing third behind the Hunter. And at seven, Sheer Pluck, next best. We might look for market moves with this one. Was a beaten favourite at Echuca on debut when placed third there. Changed hands after a failure at Wodonga, formerly with Mick Price, now with Brett Kavanagh. 3, 10, 5, and 7, the numbers.
3, 10, 5, 7, race two. The third event is a class two. This one's a heat for the Rising Stars. 1300 the distance here. The scratchings are 7, Almadole, as well as 10, Unique Command. With this market, Mick 1, Ghibli's the $2 favourite. 2, Artistic Beauty, $3.60. 3, Kujitsu, $19. 4, Skin Deep at $15. 5, Tom and Me, $31. 6, Arlington's Pick, $9. 8, Eva Jean, $13. 9, Pensita, $7. 11, Princess Keeping, $71. And 12, Gravity Force, $100-1. No real moves at this point. The even money favourite is Ghibli.
Geez, I think the favourite will be hard to beat, so I put Ghibli on top. Promising three-year-old gelding who continues to improve. Was challenged by Barricades in the straight here at Dubbo last time, and looked to spend force, but really rallied inside the final furlong to kick away, found another gear, and I think this horse is on the upward spiral. Drops a kilo here off that win after the claim, and I think Ghibli can lead again and repeat the dose. Two Artistic Beauty looks the logical danger. Hasn't won for some time. Is first up today. Will obviously get fitter with racing. But first up, last preparation, was only beaten half a length in a Tab Highway handicap at Rose Hill behind Delightful Feeling. Four Skin Deep is an interesting runner. Has trialled well leading into this for this first up assignment. Does have a soft draw. And I remember one day this horse won at Narromine. It was a very impressive effort. That win sticks in my mind. Got a long way out of its ground and showed a very good turn of foot to get the biggies that day. A 9 Pensita looks well placed here. An on-pace mare who's down in grade and down in weight, and she's sure to make her own luck. She's likely to roll forward and sit up outside of Ghibli. 1, 2, 4, and 9, the selections.
1, 2, 4, 9, the third race. Race number four is the race to South Lakes Maiden over 1,400. And there's one scratching. 8 Derby Blue has come out. In this market, Mick 1, Bell Finale has been 7 to 750. 2, Jukebox George, 7 to 8. 3, Flash of Dubai, $61. 4, Just Shillin, 100 to 1 into 81. 5, Lucky Halo at $61. 6, Scalato Gold, 100 to 1. 7, Abstract Lady, your favourite at $2.70. 9, Fairy Shadow, 11 into 10. 10, Malico Princess, $8 out from $7.50. 11, My Dinky Bride, 21. 12, Parliament House, 23. 13, Spotty Socks, $4.40. And 14, Tennessee Pasha at $19. So your favourite is Abstract Lady at $2.70.
I didn't see a lot of pace in this race. Abstract Lady, I tipped her last time. She's a get-back type, and I just thought she wouldn't be seen to advantage here if they jog along in front. I'm risking her today. Her numbers are 13, 11, 2, and 10, going with Spotty Socks. Brett Kavanagh trained filly, who's only had the one race start. That was at Tamworth. Got a mile out of the ground, and she only got mobile very late in the piece. She was beaten 2.3 lengths by Dream No More in the end. I think she might be able to settle closer here at start number two, and she might be very hard to beat. 11, My Dinky Bride, is an on-pace runner who could be an improver here. Has finished 12th and 8th in two Dubbo runs this preparation, but I thought there was a lot to like about both those efforts. Barrier number one is certainly a big plus here, and the blinkers go on. 2, Jukebox George, was placed at Dubbo 2 back behind Zeta Star before boxing on well last time when Knight not beaten far once again at Dubbo after doing plenty of work in the run. Has heaps of gear changes ahead of today's start. And 10, Malaco Princess, looks a live chance as well. Was caught deep at her last couple at Taree and Cessnock. A good barrier today. She's sure to get a nice economical run in transit. We'll go 13, 11, 2 and 10.
Race 5 is over 1,400 metres and the scratchings are 4, Irish Spy, 9, East Coast and 10, Kalisa Secret. And with this market, Mick One Answer's been 31 into 26, Two Destinies Joker 19, Three Iota, $1.85 for your favourite, Five Kingsbridge at 3.40, 6.00 Sun 17, Seven Eugene 31, Eight Ashley at $13, 11 More Than All Right 71, 12 Olive Beauty 126, 13 Purist $9, and 14 Stars Galore at $19. So $1.85 here for Iota.
I've gone with 5, 3, 1, and 13. I'm going with Kingsbridge. This fellow's only had the two starts, the two placings. Has been comfortably held on each occasion. Probably has less convictions than some of his rivals here, and might well be looking for 1,400 metres. The effort behind King Lear last time was good at Mudgee, and I just think he's got plenty of scope for improvement. I've got no real knock on the favourite, 3 Iota, other than the fact that he has had a few chances. Does have very solid provincial form, 1,600 metres back to 1,400 metres. That shouldn't be too much of an issue. Does rise 4 kilos in weight. And I'm just a little bit worried. He's a go-forward type, and there's a few out-of-form horses here that might try and adopt new tactics and take him on in the lead. One Answer I thought was the best at a price. I had no luck at Dubbo here last time and held up hopelessly down close to the inside behind Espresso Martini. Never really seen daylight and did appear to have something to offer. And 14 Stars Galawi. She's an interesting runner, probably better on wet track. She's no world beater, but has had excuses in her recent runs. 5, 3, 1 and 14.
5, 3, 1, 14, race 5. In just a moment, we'll take a look at this afternoon's quaddie.
Mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast.
West Tigers skipper Aaron Woods says it's not fair to stereotype players over drug abuse.
We go through a lot of workshops with the NRL. Every year they come into the club. You can do this, you can't do that. This is what happens if you take it. But I'm not scared to take protein because I'm not sure if identified by the right people. You know, it's disappointing when people want to stereotype you towards it. It's what we can't control, and that's the reason, you know, a lot of players get angry when people do get caught by it, because it brings all us into the situation when we've got nothing to do with it.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by USG Borrell, Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring. And lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Race 6 at Dubbo. We'll get the quaddy underway at 10-3. It's the Swish Gallery Benchmark 55 over 1,400. Scratchings are 1 Baker's Image, 2 Bench Star, 4 Belfry Bat and 7 Alma Dole. With this market, 3 Buck Rogers is 5 into $4.80 and favourite. 5 Ducal Castle, $5 to $6. 6 Espresso Martini has been $4.40 out to $5.50. 8 Dane DeLago, $9 to $10. Likewise for 9 Elriz. 10 Malibu Stacey, $9 into $7.50. 11 Moment to Test, $9 into $8.50. 11 Sienta, $26. 13 Sunshine Royale, $11. 14 Sweet Holly, $8. 15 Palestiva, $41. And 16 Brave J at $61. So Buck Rogers, one of the best backed, and your favourite here at $4.80.
Yeah, it's a wide open betting affair. My numbers are 3, 10, 11 and 8 going with Buck Rogers. I was held up for a run when second here at Dubbo last time behind Shadow Affair. And that was a pretty good effort. When this horse did see daylight late in the piece, he really did finish off strongly. Loves this circuit and should get all the favours from barrier number one. Malibu Stacey, our second selection, and showed enough first up behind Strathairn here at Dubbo to suggest that she looks a live chance in a race like this. Has no real second up form, but I went back through her credentials, and she struck wet tracks each time second up in the past, and that is not her preferred surface. At moment to test, it's an interesting runner. A charged home from the back at Mudgee last time, went fourth behind Ballius. I thought moment to test looked a chance at a little bit of value. And the best of the rest, 8 Dame DeLargo, a bit of a favourite of mine. They're struggling for best form, but certainly does find a winnable race if he can find some of his old form. Numbers here, 3, 10, 11 and 8.
3, 10, 11, 8 to get the quaddie underway. Race number 7 is the benchmark 60 over the mile. The one scratching is 8 Scruff. 1 Campfire's 440 to 460. 2 Spinning Gold 13. 3 Tips and Beers 17. 4 Smart Attire 11. 5 Spirited Character at 550. 6 The Frick 280 into 260 and favourite. 7 B Plus at 21. 9 Full Revs 10. 10 Lockhart 14. 11 Butterfly Sky 34. 12 Jesse and James 71 and 13 Yamungari 100 to 1. The Frick, your $2.60 favourite here, Mick.
Yeah, I think the Frick looks the one too. At numbers here, 6, 5, 10 and 9, has been placed at each of his two runs back this preparation at Dubbo and Mudgee. The most recent run behind Puzzling Wonder was very good. That was at Mudgee. I had to do plenty of work in the early stages. Was caught 3 wide there at one stage. And it was seen to be warming up late in the piece, giving the indication that the step out to the mile is going to suit perfectly. I should get a lovely smother from barrier number 1 and does have a very good turn of foot. 5 Spirited Character, our second selection, has been up and racing for a very long time but continues to hold his form. I should roll forward and make his own luck again. 10 Lahan hasn't won for ages. The racing pattern can get her into a little bit of strife, but ran into plenty of dead ends last time here at Dubbo behind Shadow of Fair. And 9 Full Revs is another one that finished, figured in the Stewards Report last time. Copped a hefty bump at the 450 mark in a similar race here at Dubbo when finishing fourth. We'll go 6, 5, 10 and 9.
6, 5, 10, 9, race 7. Race 8, a benchmark 60 over 1100. Scratch 7, Orion Fire and 12, hashtag no idea. With this market, 1 Subtlety is at 41, 2 Blinkin' Rockin' 850, 3 Pretty Little Fellow 51, 4 Quick Cash 5 to 550, 5 Snippety Sip $19, 6 Juju Man 26, 8 Yours Mine Ours the favourite 460, 9 Gobo Jangles $5, 10 Tumbling Dice $5, 11 Brute 31, 13 Lady Balladeer 15, 14 Faith and Courage 12, 15 Flying By 26, and 16 Dos Santos at $51. Open race, Yours, Mine, Ours heads the market at 460.
Selections here are 9, 10, 8 and 15 going with Gobo Jangles. She's flying at the moment. She's won the last two at Mudgee and Dubbo. She had no right to beat Felicette and Brigade here at Dubbo last time after she's caught 3 and 4 wide, no cover, on pace and just kept on coming in the straight. Provided she's taken no ill effect from that tough run, I think she'll be awfully hard to beat again. Gary Lunn has had her for 4 runs now, for 2 wins and 2 placings. 10 Tumbling Dice, just couldn't find the lead last time at Mingan, went back to the 900 metres mark, back to the 900 metres rather. That was caught wide that day. Up to the 1100 this afternoon, can certainly find the front and give plenty of cheek. She is down 4 kilos off her most recent run. 8 Yours, Mine, Ours. I was gunned down late here at Dubbo last time when resuming behind the promising Banksia, who looks very smart. Has always produced a big run first up in the past and then tends to be a little bit flat second up. 15 Flying By, I thought was a roughie with a chance. I forget she went around first up. She certainly would have slept well after being 4 and 5 wide throughout. Does have very good second up form. 9, 10, 8 and 15.
9, 10, 8, 15, and race 9, the last of class 1 over 1,000. Scratch 4, Lightning Hughes, 6, Bring a Beer Along, 8, Meteora, 11, Fly Lightly, and 13, Living Fire. And with this market, Bonus County Ass has been 6 into 550, 2 Epic Decision, the $4.60 favourite, in from $6. 3, Griffin's Gaze, 13, 5, Redirect, 9, 7, Incision, 10. 9 Sonic Girl, $5.50 into 5. 10 Arabian, $6.50. 12 Pell, 11. 14 Hopper Express, 51. 15 Talk is cheap, 16 Golden Twist, both at 21. 17 Dr. Vandy, 34. And 18 Sugar Lane, $41. Epic Decision, your $4.60 favourite.
A very tough race to finish things off here at Dubbo today. My numbers in the last event are 7, 9, 15 and 10. I'm going with Incision, who's 22 days off a Melbourne campaign, formerly with Brent Stanley, now with Justin Stanley here at Dubbo. I thought the Melbourne form was good enough, was only beaten 2.4 lengths at Werribee last time, and I think it'll probably race on speed and from a reasonable barrier. I think this horse might be able to give some cheek here at a good each-way quote. A 9 Sonic Girl, we tipped her on top at her last start at Dubbo when she managed to break the maiden. She showed a very good turn of foot that day, and she can certainly go on with the job. I'm including 15 Talk is Cheap. Struck Bother at Dubbo last time when first up. Does have tactical speed and looks to map well. And the best of the rest, 10 Arabian is a former Greg Bennett galloper, now with Cody Morgan at Tamworth. It's 47 days between runs. The most recent run at Tamworth, when beaten 3.1 lengths, was okay. You've got to respect the support in the market for that runner. 7, 9, 15 and 10 in the last.
7, 9, 15, 10, race 9. And what did you make your best, Mick?
I've got two best bets. Race 3, number 1, Ghibli. He's just getting a little bit short now, but I do think he can win again. And race 7, number 6, The Frick. Looks cherry ripe to produce its best in its third run back up to the mile.
And how would you play the quaddy this afternoon?
Look, it's very, very tricky. In the first leg, we'll probably go 3, 10, 11 and 8. It depends how you want to play it, if you want to go narrow or wide. In race 7, if you wanted to go one out, perhaps put The Frick on its own. But there are a few chances in the race, I must admit. Race 8, 9, 10, 8 and 15, and we'll come home with the four selections in the last as well, 7, 9, 15 and 10.
Okay, we'll stand The Frick out, eh? No guts, no glory.
Let's do it that way, eh?
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Mick. We'll take your thoughts throughout the afternoon from the mounting yard on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good as gold. Thanks, Simon.
Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life Bless Audrey, I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming. Stampede all of the way in the Wagga Gold Cup.
The Wagga Cup carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2,500-metre marathon. Race morning at 10, catch the tips from John Storrs, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. Cartridges for Planet Ark just had its biggest year ever. On average, 13,500 printer cartridges were collected every working day. And they were all turned into useful things like pens, garden beds, even road surfaces. So thanks to everyone who recycled from home, work or school. To make the coming year even bigger, check out cartridges.planetark.org.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy with Tab's quaddy cash out.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
So Dubbo. We've had the preview with Mick Wallace. Vincent Gordon joins me from the Dubbo Turf Club now. And Vince, good morning to you.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Simon, no, not too bad. Thanks very well. Good to have you on board. Vince, I was just hoping that I could get a hold of you and ask you what your weather's doing.
You can get a hold of me if you like, but the weather's beautiful. It's a fetch and overcast. I had a shower of rain last night, about 6 o'clock. And the reason why I have to 2 hours, which is absolutely perfect. Lost the dust off everything. And a little bit of cloud about today, but a lovely day. We're expecting 21, 22 degrees. So, very nice day coming up.
And the rail in the true, where was your rail for the last meeting?
Yeah, it's been true now for a little while since we've done our renovations. Racing in a true position now for the last 3 meetings, so it's racing as normal.
Oh, it sounds like you've got a perfect afternoon then for Mother's Day.
Yes, the mums should all be happy, and we've got some nice groups coming out, a couple of different groups bringing their mums out, and it should be an excellent day. Yeah. 9 races, which is a big card, plus a couple of trials, so plenty of horses around and plenty of great racing.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for the update, Vince, and good luck with the meeting today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So Vince Gordon there. Now, with the Jockey Challenge, that market has just gone up. Greg Ryan's at $1.85, Paul King $6, Rachel Murray $8, Jean Van Overmeyer $8.50, and Travis Wolfgram at $9.50. Shortly, Fred Hastings will join me with this morning's Pacing Rewind.
Monday is Punter's Postmortem Day on Sky Sports Radio.
He's got a terrific bunch of 3-year-old fillies this season, Duff.
What?
With Egg Tart, Dawnwall, Fox Play, and Oh My Sword, who's the one on the sideline?
Two of the best analysts, Ron Duffacy and Dean Lester, are regulars. But from this Monday, they'll be joined by Queensland race caller Josh Fleming with his Brisbane Winter Carnival wrap, plus your talkback calls. Punter's Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio covers greyhound racing from around the country, bringing previews and tab market movers. And Monday mornings at 10:30, Going Greyhounds with Mark Duclos has the latest industry news. Greyhound racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. Team Earth, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Every Tuesday morning, On the Pace with Greg Hayes brings you the latest harness racing news.
Todd McCarthy was pretty kind to him too in the last little bit. He won by 26 metres. He's the man behind Tiger Tara, Todd McCarthy, and he's joining us to have a chat about the horse.
On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Adam Harvey and Becky Cole come together for the Great Country Songbook Volume 2. Featuring all your favourite country duets. From two of Australia's most loved performers.
We're going to Jackson.
We've got tonight. Adam and Becky, touring for a limited time only. Album out now.
Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life bless Audrey. I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming. Stampede all of the way in the Wagga Gold Cup.
The Wagga Cup Carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2,500-metre marathon. Race morning at 10, catch the tips from John Storrs, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio.
Menangle Previews, every Saturday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
And Fred Hastings was calling the card at Tabcorp Park Menangle last night. Their feature race, the Group 3 Free for All. Fred's with me now. Fred, good morning to you.
Simon, good morning to you. And before we kick off the show, to all the mums out there that are enjoying Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, and especially to mine, who's no doubt tuned in. Simon, she's our biggest fan, my mother, so she'll be tuned in.
And a very happy Mother's Day to you, Mrs. Hastings. Now, Freddie, how was Menangle last night?
Yeah, look, it was a good card of racing. We saw a couple of trotters events. I'll touch on them shortly. And, of course, the Group 1, the driving honours were shared by Blake Fitzpatrick, who's our special guest shortly, and